and I walk through. Watch me, watch me, watch me walk through. Watch me walk. Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You are live right now on the dopest media outlet on the web. Yo, Morris Media live. And I'm live. It is Friday morning. It is Black History Month. I didn't have a show last week. So check this out. It's Black History Month, y'all. Although, you know what I mean? I'm black every month, yo. And I make history every month, yo. I'm proud of it. You know what I mean? And today we're going to be talking about on my show. We're going to talk about, of course, Ease Plexity, Easy Movements, Complex Results. That's in everything that you do. That's in life, fitness, fairness, spirituality. You name it, baby. Easy Movements. Complex Results. We talking about my alkaline water. Can y'all see it up there? Whoop, whoop. If you see it, go and get it. Cop it. It's out there. It's pure alkaline water, y'all. And let me tell you the significance of alkaline water. It's life in a bottle. Dig it. It says it right on the bottle. I kid you not. If you don't believe me, go and get it. Y'all can cop it at, where am I? I'm at Simply Wholesome's. In Englewood, Simply Wholesome is the biggest, natural food place that they got out here. You can get books and nutritions and, vitamins and everything that goes on. It's all holistic, not all holistic, but they got, you know, like 90% of it is holistic. Where else am I at? 2 Cent on Pico. Also, Power Plant on Pico at certain Unicals and certain Shell stations. I'm everywhere, baby. I'm like the sun. You know what I mean? Blame God, I dare you. There it is right there. Alkaline on the scene. You see? There it is. Alkaline on the screen. Yeah. We got poetry back there on the ones and twos and the wheels of steels and all of that. I hope. Whoa. Hold on, y'all. My Facebook people, hold on. You know, because I be putting this, how I'm supposed to put it, y'all. I be going through this every week. One of these days, I'm going to actually have a thing where I can just actually put it and be cool. But there it is. Whoa. All right. We talking about alkaline. We talking about my Cold Foundation. The page is up, y'all. Y'all want to donate to my Cold Foundation, the Childhood Obesity? Do that. It ain't, trust me when I tell you this, it ain't going to me. It's going to the kids, going to those that want to be able to live a better life, be more healthy. You know, be health conscious. It's 2017, y'all. Come on now. We go, listen. If you play your cards right, you live longer than if you was in the game at all. That was a good one. I swear that was a good one. That was so good, I don't even know what the fuck I just said. Can somebody repeat to me what I just said? If you play your cards right, it's better than not being in the game at all. Something like that? Something like that. Hey, check this out, man. I'm the messenger. So the things that come to me, they come to me as a revelation. They're revealed to me. All right? And it's free to get in over here. You know what I mean? They ain't like TD Mega Jakes, Jakes, TD, something like that. You know what I mean? Who we got on here? Claudine. I'm shouting out all my people. Amanda. Everybody, I see y'all. Everybody that's out there across the world. All my people that couldn't get in the country last week because, oh, Donnie, Don, the Don didn't want to let y'all back in the joint. They taking it to the Supreme Court now, y'all. Yeah, yeah. So, you know what that means. Dun, 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 dun. So, Donnie is up in his, having the brunches in his bunches. They keep trying to plug Ivana, trying to sell her gear. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, yo. Hey, let me tell y'all something. Y'all may think it's a crazy time in the United States, but I'm going to tell you something. Now is the time to get your bag. I'm telling you, there's too much shit going on. Now is the time to, you know what I mean, and make a difference. Because they ain't paying it, especially to us, black people. Listen to me, my people. Listen to me. If you ain't never heard me before, get your bag now. Why they ain't paying attention to us? Why they got their eye on them and over there and Russia and China and Muslims and all? Hey, we ain't none of that shit. So we should be cool. Now, if y'all ain't getting your, you know, if you ain't getting your bag right, don't blame nobody else but yourself. For real. All right? Now, we're talking about fitness. We're talking about completeness. We're talking about being healthy. We're talking about, you know, of course, Ease Plexity. If y'all ain't see it, now y'all know Ease Plexity, Easy Movements, Complex Results. And y'all see the red and gold. Yeah. Y'all see that? Can you see it? It's a beautiful thing. I tell you, blame God. I didn't do this. Believe me, I wanted to do something else. That wasn't nothing to do with this. But guess what? It wouldn't have put me on the level that this has put me on and placed me on, and I am safe. You know what I mean? You're just playing baseball. You're safe. Period. All right? All right. Now, what are we talking about? We got a guest on the show, too, that is for those of people that want to actually lose weight, but you don't want to be like, you don't want to be a fitness model. You're not trying to be a physique expert. You're not trying to, do shows. You just want to be in shape. You just want to, you just want to look average. You don't want to, I got a caller that has a transformation story. That's just, hey, for the average people, if you want to be average, that's cool. Be average. You know what I mean? I think that I have an average body. You know what I mean? Some may differ. People may say that my body is incredible. It's my body. So I don't give a shit what y'all think. It ain't like I get another one. So y'all shouldn't care what I think because y'all don't get another one. However, I'm not here to make you. I'm just here to make you better. All right? You got me? Cool. Now, let's talk about what we're talking about. Number one, first up is the Patriots won the Super Bowl. I know, everybody don't clap all at once. I know. Here's the thing. Tom Brady didn't go to the White House when they won the Super Bowl last time. You know why? Because Bo was in there. Yeah, Mo and Bo was in the White House at that time. He said, I won a Super Bowl. I don't want to go see them. I ain't worried about the White House. We ain't worried about the White House right now. The White House is not white right now. The White House is black right now. So we got some New England Patriots that said they ain't going to the White House right now because, it's the Trump Towers White House right now. You know what I mean? And, hey, you can't, But, Brady, I'm going to tell you like this. See, I'm going to tell you like Kanye told y'all when he was standing next to Michael Myers and he was like, George Bush don't like black people. Tom Brady the same way. I don't give a shit what you say. Tom Brady don't like black people. He don't. Period. I said it. What you going to do to me, Tom? I don't play football. I'll beat your ass. Here's the thing. When you went to Randy Moss, he threw the most receptions to a to a wide receiver as a Patriot. Broke the record. Guess what he did after that? Boop, get out of here. Booped him out. 1 year later. Broke the record, yo. How you break the record and get kicked off the team? Huh? Dang. All right. Cool. Who is it? Tammy, what's her name? Timmy? How would you say that, Paul? How you say her name? Timmy Watson? Timmy Watson? All right. I can't pronounce it, but what's happening? Bless you. Shelton, what's the signs, baby? I see you. Yeah. Franchon? Oh, Timmy, all right. Well, I don't know too many females named Timmy, yo. I mean, don't get mad at me. Timmy! I see Timmy. Timmy Watson, what's up? I see your shouts out, yo. To my fans and listeners that's all over the world, y'all. Russia, wherever else y'all got the alternative facts, you know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. I see y'all out there. All right? Rich, y'all. Rich, it's time to get rich for us. I'm going to be telling y'all this time about I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about in a minute. I know one of them is, since it's Black History Month and we're honoring Black History, we're talking about, I think it was 27 things that y'all didn't know about the Black Panther Party. Hey, shoot me if you want. Represent. I like Oakland. Shout out to Oakland, yo. Black Panther Party. Hey, Paulter's from Oakland. You from the O, ain't you? Yeah. She got her Oakland shirt. Look at it. You know what I mean? You can't be no more Oakland than that. You got a goddamn Oakland shirt on in L.A. So, yeah. Okay, so this is Rich is realizing I create happiness, all right? You want to be rich? Realize I create happiness, all right? That's what rich means.
Realize it. Realize I create happiness. No one else. No one can create your happiness for you. All right. I said that they kicked Charles Oakley out the arena, out the Knicks. New York Knicks kicked Oakley out. I don't know why. You know what I mean? He was just sitting there watching the game, mind his business. He came up and something. He socked. I've seen him sock a few people. So, you know, it probably was time to go. Him and Spike Lee had something to eat. You know what I mean? Whatever. All right. Hey, make sure whoever you got you. Don't waste no time. It's 2017, y'all. All right. Hey, shout out to, let me see who it is here. We have, because remember now, we honoring Black History Month. This is for Michelle Roberts. She, oh my God, I don't know what the hell she did. First woman executive director. I can't see it, y'all. I just know she's a Black lady, and she's the first woman executive for the Players Basketball Association. I think. I can't really see it, y'all. All right? Madonna, she went and got some Black kids. Shout out to Madonna. Shout out to Madonna. She went to, is it Maui? Malawi? Is it Malawi? And got her some Black kids. Let me see the kids. Oh, yeah. She went and got the blackest kids that they have. These are the, I have never seen. So she treated some, don't get me wrong. Power to the people. Black History Month. Madonna, what you trying to prove, yo? What you got up your sleeve, yo? These kids are pure Black. I mean, like, they don't even, I mean. Google the kids that Madonna got, if y'all don't believe me. That's all. I can't, you can't make this shit up. All right. What else? Mindy Copeland, I forgot what sport she played. But anyway, she ain't with the Donald Trump stuff, all right? She's a ballerina. I don't know if she's a ballerina. Is she a ballerina? I don't know. Google it up for me. Aretha Franklin announces her retirement from music. Shout out to Aretha Franklin. Power to you, Aretha. Please retire from the baby back ribs and shit like that too. Please. I love you. I want to keep you. I'm going to give you the RSP. Eddie Murphy said, you motherfucking not spell it. I respect you, Aretha. It's time. You don't have to go around singing now. And I know, you know, now it's time. You're getting old there in age. And I know you probably got your diet set at a certain thing. Hit me up. I fly to Detroit. You know what I mean? Hang out with you. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to Nordstrom's. Shout out to Nordstrom's in this joint. Hey, discipline is not choosing between what... Discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. That's what discipline is, y'all. If you never knew what discipline was. Discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. All right? Nisha Alexander. Who the... Sid, y'all go to Curbside Cafe to check him out down there. Who else we got here? Michael Harmon. All right. Everybody else that's paying attention. All right. Now let me tell you what we're talking about today. We got a call. We got a guest that's going to be on the show. But let me tell you what we're talking about. Of course, we're talking about the 27 things that y'all probably didn't know about the Black Panther Party. All right. What else was I supposed to talk about? Did I get Tom Brady out the way? Okay, I got Tom Brady out the way. Tom Brady, Madonna, Aretha, Vanna. I got everybody out the way. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so we'll be talking about the 27 things that you didn't know about the Black Panther Party. And then we're going to be talking about... Hold on. I got it. Coming up. Just in. Of course, this is health and wellness. We're talking about since it's Black History Month, we're talking about the diseases that affect the top eight health issues that Black people face. Hey, I'm just telling you what it is. We're going to talk about the top eight health issues that Black people face. All right? And let me tell you this. If you Black, if you mixed, guess what? you're still black. All right? So you, that's the category you go in any system anywhere in the world. All right? So that's just how powerful black is. And we're talking about, what was the other one? Is the Black Panther Party. And 25 black athletes that changed the world, y'all. That's what we're going to be talking about. 25 black athletes that changed the world. A lot of them y'all ain't going to never even heard of. I know I ain't never heard of a lot of you myself. Like Frederick Pollard. Y'all know who that is? Me either. So Frederick Pollard is, he from 1920, 1926, became the first African-American to play in the NFL. Did y'all know that? I didn't know that. See? Now y'all know. Freddie Pollard. Shout out to Freddie Pollard. Y'all look up the picture. He got the football. He got the Kwame haircut with the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Joe Louis. Y'all know Spoken Joe. Y'all know Joe Louis. Boxing, 1934, 1951. Jesse Owens. Track star, track and field, during the 36 Berlin Olympics. Adolf Hitler attempted to use the games as a showcase, and Jesse Owens wasn't having it. Charlie Sifford, y'all know who Charlie Sifford is? Me either. So let's say Charlie Sifford played golf, y'all, from 1948 to 1980. I never heard of Charlie Sifford in my life, y'all. But shout out to Charlie Sifford, y'all, and Charlie Sifford family. Oh, this is what I meant to talk about, and then I'm gonna take a break. Because I got to take a break, but then I'm going to come back. The chick that lied on Emmett Till, shame on you. She should be brought up on perjury and cast into a cell. And she's 80 years old now. And she decided to come out and say, hey, yo, he didn't do that. What do y'all do? What are you doing that's in, what are y'all doing that's in, this is what I want to know. This is my question for Black History Month. Put a number up on the screen for me real quick, Poetess. Y'all call and you tell me, what should happen to this lady that lied on Emmett Till, 14-year-old kid, who they shot and they hung him because this lady lied and said she whistled at him and all this other shit. What do you think should happen to her? Now, mind you, she's 80 years old. She lied on a 14-year-old that had that and had him shot and hung. Did y'all see the pictures of Emmett Till? If you've never seen the pictures of Emmett Till, I recommend you see the pictures of Emmett Till. Also, if you have not seen the movie Nat Turner, I recommend that you see the movie Nat Turner. If you are still a Christian after that, more power to you. Alright? Alright, now, let me get back to this real quick. A couple more, then I'll be. Then I'm going to go. But then I'm coming back. Jackie Robinson, Dodgers, 1942. I mean, not 1942. He was number 42, 1947 to 1956, Jackie Robinson. Althea Gibson, tennis, 1950, 1958. Y'all know who that is. I bet you Venus and Serena do. Hank Aaron, baseball, 1954, 1976, y'all. Black. Wilma Randolph, track and field. Did y'all know who Wilma Randolph was? I don't either, but I'm sure they used her name for the Flintstones. Bill Russell, basketball. Of course, y'all know Big Bill. You know what I mean? Who is this? Kurt Flood. Do y'all know who Kurt Flood is? I don't know who Kurt Flood is. But he was in baseball, 1956 to 71. All right. Jim Brown. Shout out to Jim Brown. Jim Brown, what happened when you went up there and seen Donald Trump? We ain't heard from you, champ. What happened? Did he give you some ends or something? What happened? Y'all went up there and y'all met. Y'all ain't seen nobody around. Y'all ain't seen no black people around Donald Trump yet. Y'all ain't even seen Omarosa no more, have you? When last time y'all seen Omarosa? I ain't seen Omarosa since she came off that elevator, yo. When last time, have you seen Omarosa, Poetess? We ain't seen Melania either, though. Melania? What's the chick name? What's Obama? Not Obama. Who? Melania. We ain't seen her either. I love the United States of America. I am looking
forward to being the first lady. You don't even goddamn speak English. How the hell you gonna look forward to? I promise to do a good job. She said, but your husband said grab him in the pussy. I don't know him to talk like that. He told me he was sorry. I believe him. You should too. If you don't knock it, the fuck off. So we ain't seen Melania and who else was up with? That was it. We ain't gonna see Ben Carson. That was a joke from the get-go. You gonna give a goddamn brain surgeon the job to run Hood? Really? Whatever happened to Surgeon General? You couldn't do that? You can do, you know, I mean, that's normally what they give a brain surgeon. Surgeon General. You know about every goddamn thing in health, the whole World Health Alliance, all this shit. That's it. Donald Trump said, hey, we putting you in charge of HUD, nigga. Urban development. Is there any other thing urban? No? Okay. Ben, that's you. They just figure urban, so shit, why not give it to Ben? And Ben so damn slow, he fall asleep. Did y'all see Ben at the goddamn debates? This nigga's falling asleep at the podium in the middle of answering questions.
I think that if you
wake up. How you gonna get some housing development and matter of fact, I wanna see you run the housing and development, Ben. I wanna see it. Go ahead. Take your ass over there to Chicago. Start there. I wanna see Ben run up in Chi. I wanna see what these dudes do to Ben up in Chi. Run up though, go over there to Chi-Rac, Ben. Go to Chi-Rac and tell them you're ready to take over their housing and urban development. I'll wait. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see that one. That's like must-see TV right there. Threw me all the way off track with that, man. Housing and urban development. Steve Harvey took his coon ass up there. Hey, and now that I think about this, I'm going to say this while I'm on the air right now. Straight up, straight like this, yo. Tommy, nephew Tommy, if you listening to my show, dude, listen to me. Get out of character, dude. You know what I mean? You play the gay dude and you're staying in character, man. You just, now your whole shit sound gay, man. You like you know what I mean? And I don't care, you know, don't call me talking about all the LGBT, MTV community. I don't care about that shit, yo. I don't care. That's just me. I'm telling you, get out of character, dude. You know what I mean? For real, the gay dude on the show, and you just never get out of character. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Go back to who you are. Or is that your goddamn character? Who knows? I'm just telling you, man. All right. How do we get on this nigga anyway? Oh, we're talking about Coon Harvey. Coon Harvey, come on, man. Hey, like, okay, well, this is Black History Month. You're supposed to be uplifting and all this other shit. I'm still waiting on you to tell me. I'm waiting on one thing for you to say on your shows, any of your platforms, about housing and urban development, because that's what you went up there and you said that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to help people with housing and urban development. I ain't heard you say shit about it since. Coon shit, man. Stop that. You should have went up there with Eric Michael Dyson or somewhere like that, or Colin Kaepernick or somebody, you know what I mean? I would have said take Roy Jones, but he keep getting knocked out. Roy, stop fighting, man. And I ain't saying that because I want to fight you, nigga. I'm just saying, stop fighting, man. You get knocked out the ring, yo. You got knocked. Who gets knocked out the fucking ring, Roy? It's over, man. For real. You know who you should be fighting? Your manager. The next time that motherfucker say, hey, Roy, I got to fight for you, punch him in his goddamn mouth. Hey, man, I ain't fighting no more, man. Didn't you see me? Roy got hit so hard the last time. He was in, I think that the fight was in Vegas or something like that. This nigga didn't wake up until he got to Miami. Gee whiz.
The next time your manager say, I got a fight for you, Roy, punch him in his mouth.
All right.
Period, point blank. Cats that work out at the gym, stop walking around the goddamn shower room naked. All right? Just stop that shit. I don't care what you say. You know what I mean? I don't care what you say. You walking around, you want a bunch of men to see you naked. I don't give a fuck. That's corny to me. I never understood that shit anyway. You know what I mean? But it's really corny to me. If you're walking around the goddamn gym, you're walking around the locker room naked. You know what I mean? I don't understand that shit. And then you probably go in the female's locker room and put all the towel wrapped all around you and shit. Yeah. Stop that, yo. I'm telling you, ain't nothing cool about that. Damon, what's the science, y'all? I got your book, champ. I got it. I ain't read it all yet, but I got it. It came. Who else got here? Tashlin. And everybody else. Listen, I gotta take a break, y'all, because if y'all don't, I keep going and going and going. But I'll be right back. Alright. Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that.
Up all night, whole crew's in here. Cause I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh man, I love my team.
I would die. Oh. Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You are live right now on this Friday. It's a smooth Friday. Y'all feeling this, y'all? Y'all feeling this Black History Monday? Y'all feeling this Lack History Month? So I call it Lack History Month because they don't really tell it to us like it's need to be told. Y'all should listen to Dick Gregory. This dude is comedy, but he got some real shit coming out the line, though. You know what I mean? He's just comedy. All right, you're going to get her on the line. Then I'm going to let me finish with the 25 black athletes that you're for Black History Month. Johnny Carlos and Tommy Smith. y'all know who that is? John Carlos and Tommy Smith. Them was the brothers that did the Black Power Fist at the Olympics when they won the Olympic. What did they win? The bronze medal and the 200-meter dash. And... yeah, and they got up on the podium when they got their medals. They was up there like this, popping to the people. That's how some of the New England Patriots did. Hey, I hear something. I hear you hear the music? I hear Okay, there you go. You know, these new rappers, man, they just, the fuck is you talking about, man? Come on, yo. All right, so anyway, that was them brothers. Arthur Ashe, y'all know who that is. What's that? Somebody on the line? We got somebody on the bad phone? Well, all right. Caller.
Hello.
Hey, what's the science? You are live on the Demega Code Show. Tell the people who you are, where you are, and why you are.
Hold on.
You got to turn.
That again?
You got to turn your radio.
I'm here.
Are you listening to your radio? You listening to you? You got something turned on?
Yeah, hold on.
Turn it off. Yeah, because it's too much energy. My energy is enough already to, you know what I mean? You don't even know the lights and all this shit y'all see on. This is all energy right now.
I see that.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Good.
I walked in the studio, the lights said ping, and the porter said, man, that's my energy. But really, I hit it with my shoulder. But that was kind of cool, though, to make it look like my energy, you know what I mean? My energy is dope. So anyway.
Yes.
Tell the people who you are, where you are, and why you are.
I am, my name is Janet Smith-Solale, and I am in Atlanta, the suburb of Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL, stand up! Y'all
yes,
suck.
Rise up.
Listen, I didn't want to go there, but since you in the A, I guess we should address the elephant in the damn room, yo. What happened to them boys? What happened to them boys? I mean, they didn't come out like Birdman. What happened, yo?
I do not know. To tell you the truth, here's what happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly what happened. When I was watching them, basically they were winning by 25 points.
That's when I was watching them.
And then I fell asleep and I woke up and they had lost. I'm like, what? What did I?
Yeah, you thought you were dreaming. You're like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This can't be true. Right?
Oh, no way. They were up by 25. I'm like, what happened?
What happened, though? What do you think? What happened? I mean,
they got too complacent. They got, you know, they say, we're up. We don't, you know, they basically, in my opinion, they, you know, they just relaxed. They should have just stayed on the course. And
man, you got to stay on the neck. Did they know who they was playing? That is the New England, the New England Patriots. Shit, do you know? You got to stay on. You got to listen. After you kill them, you got to bury them. And then shoot through the goddamn casket as to say, make sure that they gone when they 6 feet under, yo. I'm telling you. That is crazy. But, hey, I'm going to tell you something, though. Atlanta, they will get no respect from the NFL next year. Do you hear me? When I tell you that team just finna come in there and just, they going to do them any kind of way.
Really?
Yeah, they going to do them any kind of way. Yeah, they going to do anything, any kind of way. I mean, like, who respects a person that loses 25 points down, damn near, in the third quarter?
Wow.
In the Super Bowl? Who does that? You can't do that unless everybody got hit by cars and shit during the halftime or so. I mean, what happened to where you could say, yo, this is the, you know, Atlanta? I got love for the city. I love Atlanta. It's a beautiful place. I love it. There's a lot of trees out there. You know what I mean? Y'all need to lay off the heavyweight food and all that, because everywhere you go is something good to eat. You know what I mean? When I was down there for 2 weeks, I had to work out twice a day. Shit. I'm saying, every time I walk past a restaurant, yo, I didn't even have to eat it. I was just like, yo, that's 5 pounds. That's 10 pounds. You know what I mean? For real. So we ain't gonna talk about Atlanta then. It's over with them until then. Y'all might. I know the people. I know they probably thinking, damn, I should have just went to the Pro Bowl. You know what I mean? They'd have been better off at the Pro Bowl than, you know. And let me tell y'all something, people. You gotta be team players. You gotta be team players if you want to win in the game.
Definitely.
You can't go to the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl. Impossible. What you want to do? You want to go with the best team in the league? Or you want to go as an individual, I did this. I got these catches. I got that catches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Which one you want to go to? You want to go to the Super Bowl or the Pro Bowl? I want to go to the Super Bowl. I want it all.
Yes, all of it.
Yes, I want it all.
Definitely.
Then they went in on Lady Gaga because she had a little pudge.
Yes, I actually didn't get a chance to see it since I fell asleep.
And you didn't miss anything. You didn't miss nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
No, you didn't miss. Her name is Gaga. That says it all. You know what I mean? Like, what more do you say? What's your name? Gaga. Okay. I'm just going to leave that right there. Seriously. Then she jumped off the building and the stage. And she did something. Something got guy-ish, I guess. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I still would have took a pregnant Beyonce over a Gaga, though. You know what I mean? I just said, shout out to Beyonce having twins by...
Yes, that's a blessing. Hove. Right there.
I think. Hove. Shout out. Let me quit, y'all. Hey, so tell the people who you are. Tell them. I didn't get all the way off base. Tell them who you are so they know what's going on, y'all.
Okay. Again, my name is Janet Smith-Lalle. I live in Atlanta, of course, but I'm originally from Panama.
Wait. I'm not to cut you off because you say the last name so fast. It's not like you say Wale. What is it?
No, it's Tolale. Tolale. T as in Tom, O-L-A-L-E. Tolale.
Don't like, see, I ain't gonna mess your name up because it may be prior to that. You don't ask me to say, I'm Stalin. You know what I mean? I'm Patterson. That's it. That's real simple. I'm a son. Yes. At the end of my name, it says son. Okay, now, tell people about what you do, about your transformation and all that good stuff.
Well, basically, my transformation, it started, you know, let me start from the beginning. About 15 years ago is when I basically gained weight. In college,
uh-huh.
I I gained about 150 pounds in 2 years. No lie.
150 pounds in 2 years?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I was emotionally eating. Later, of course, now I know that I'm an emotional eater. Uh-huh. But basically, I was going through a lot of things with my then-boyfriend and my mother and, you know, college and all that stuff, working full-time. And so I basically ate myself a new person.
Right, okay.
And so, you know, that was about 15, 20 years ago. And then over the years, I've tried all these different things to try to, you know, lose weight, you know, all the things that are out there. I even tried this, you know, medication with the doctors and stuff like that. I lost weight, but then I also gained it and then some, you know. So that's just basically a yo-yo dieting throughout my whole time. And then January 18th of 2013, I had an accident on the job. Well, I used to be a property adjuster. As of last Friday, week ago today, you know, I was forced to resign, basically. Anyways, but back on that day, since I was a property adjuster, I fell off a roof because I was doing an inspection. And because of that, you know, I had surgeries, also stressed out, you know, I became a liability to my job. And so, you know, gaining weight as well and everything like that. And so 2015, I was introduced to a tea. The company is called Total Life Changes, but the tea, it's a detox tea. People think it's a weight loss tea, but it's actually a detox tea. And
detox meaning what?
Detox meaning it's going to clean out your system. I was looking for something because my hair was falling out. I was stressing out. I couldn't sleep or anything like that. So I was looking for something to kind of just clean my inside out so that I can, you know, my outside can look better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the detox basically was cleaning my blood, cleaning my liver, my intestines, just cleaning me out from the inside out. Basically.
That's the same thing that alkaline water does.
Yes, exactly. My mother has a machine. She loves it. I love it when she's here.
She's awesome. Yay! Yay for your mom.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So what? Keep talking, though. I'm listening, and they listen.
And so basically, you know, my friends say, try this tea. You're looking for to detox, so just try this tea. So I tried it, and in 5 days, I lost 5 pounds. So I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm like, okay, I can detox, clean myself out, and also at the same time lose weight. There's nothing more to say. So
wow.
I started off on that journey back in 2015. But what I was also doing in 2015, I was turning the big 4-0, and I was like, I'm not going to do my 40s like I did my 30s and be this big. So for me, it was more of a mindset change.
Mm-hmm.
Because my opinion is if you're not ready in the mind, no matter what people give you, no matter what is presented in front of you, nothing's going to work, you know?
Right.
Surgery, whatever. Nothing's a miracle, basically. And so because of my mindset change and me deciding to this is not going to, you know, I'm not going to be like this for in my 40s, I decided to go on this weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
And with this weight loss journey, not just with the tea, but with other products, I've also been, I was able to lose a total of 80 pounds in 10 months.
80 pounds in 10 months?
Yes, 80 pounds in 10 months.
Work. So you say what? Wait. Let me slow it down now so people don't, so we can understand, so that people can hear what she's saying. So in 10
yes.
months, was this just strictly nutritional or did you work out too?
No, but going back to my accident back in 2013, I am on restriction.
Oh.
So I cannot, you know, basically I can either walk or go swimming. I don't like public pools too much, so I couldn't do swimming. And then I'm a single mother of two.
Uh-huh.
So basically, as far as walking goes, this, you know, it was not much. So this was basically little to no exercise in those 10 months because of the fact that the products that I was using, especially one of them is like, I love that product.
Was it natural? I mean, are they natural?
Yes, they are natural products. Yes.
Wait, okay, now let me stop you here. Now, listen, y'all. Listen, this lady just said now, she just said to you, so you can understand, ladies and gentlemen, she did little to no working out and lost 80 pounds in 10 months off of natural supplements. All right?
That is key.
Yeah.
And she, not the supplements where you see on TV and say, yo, if you take this, you still may have a heartburn. You may die. You may have wake up bad dreams. You'll have a 10-hour erection. You want all these different things, all these different side effects that happen, and you're still not being healthy. This is all natural, 80 pounds in 10 months. With little to no exercise. Yo, there's no reason. There's no reason for you to be out of shape now, or at least striving to where you want to be, unless you want to be out of shape. Is that correct? Because
yeah.
All you said was, hey, you took some, was it tea? Was it protein bars? Was it shakes? What did it end up being totally? What was the total submission to you losing the weight?
Okay. The first one is, of course, the tea, because my body needed to start, you know, getting prepared for the transition,
right.
Transformation. So right. I started off with the tea, and then I went off to, you know, incorporated what we have. It's called Nutriverse. It's a liquid multivitamin. And what I love about these vitamins is because it's liquid, it absorbs into your system 98%. So you keep it, you know.
What's the name of it?
Nutriverse.
Nutriverse, y'all. Like Starburst.
It's a burst of energy.
There you go. Put the Starburst down and pick up the Nutriburst. All right.
It's a burst of energy. It's like, you know, the Pepto-Bismol commercial when the Pepto-Bismol is going down the, you know, the stomach. That's how it feels to me when it's getting in my system, and instantly I feel that energy.
Really?
You know, I love it.
So wait. So how much of that do you take though? Like
a tablespoon.
That's
one
it.
One tablespoon. Yes, but, you know, sometimes, you know, there's me and my kids, so I sometimes, especially around the wintertime months, I go to 3 bottles a month because it's the three of us, because I also love it so much that I take it even more than just a tablespoon. But let me tell you, one tablespoon is equivalent to 10 salads. Now, who can eat 10 salads at one time?
You said one tablespoon is equivalent to 10 salads?
Yes, sir.
I don't even like salads, yo, so I might have to get me a Nutriburst, yo, if I could take 10... But where do you get? How do you come up with them numbers though? That's a lot of salads though for one tablespoon of shit. That's almost like something is internally burning the shit off of something. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's amazing. This Nutriverse, and the company started. That was a flagship product back when they started over 15 years ago.
Okay.
You know, was that Nutriverse? And so I did that. That was the second thing, because once you're detoxing, it doesn't decipher the good and the bad. You have to replenish what you're losing.
Right.
So that's why I incorporated the vitamins, you know.
Gotcha.
And so
gotcha.
I did the vitamins.
Makes sense.
What?
Makes sense.
The next one, oof.
Wait. Let me cut you off real quick. Tell the people where they can find you at, so they can stalk you and make sure that they get some, you know, find out where your social media handle and all that.
Yeah, definitely. My Instagram page is MZPanama1975. So M as in Mary, Z as in Zebra, Panama, because that's where I'm from, and then 1975. So Ms. Panama 1975. That's my Instagram page.
Uh-huh.
And then on Facebook, it's Janet Tolale. And it's T as in Tom, O-L-A-L-E.
There it is, yeah. Yeah, I would just have to say Janet Tio. Hello. La, 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 la.
Exactly.
Yeah, because when you say it, say it again.
Tolale.
Tolale. It's almost like underlay, but tolale. Okay, I got you. I figured it out there.
There you go. You got it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get so many.
There it is.
Yes.
Okay, so that's Instagram, and the other one, is that Instagram?
That's on Facebook page.
And Facebook.
Janet Tolale is my Facebook page.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, there it is.
And then you can also go to my website,
mm-hmm.
which is MZ Panama T, and that's basically MZ Panama, and then T-E-A for the T.
MZ Panama, mm-hmm. T-E-A. For y'all that's on my other networks that's listening, that's Miss Panama. That's spell it, say it again.
It's MZ Panama T-E-A .com.
Okay, MZ Panama. God damn it. Just go to the damn.
Go to Instagram.
Go to Instagram. That's all I like, dude. Did you see Jeff Sessions yesterday when he was signing in, when he had his, you know, what to say? Oh, yeah. I'm going to see them do whatever, like everybody up, Trump. Did you see it? This is how you talk. It's like, all right, let me stick this script. So you took a teaspoon of Cinnaburst, Starburst.
Yes.
Nutriburst. Nutriburst, yo.
Nutriburst.
Yeah.
She took. Yes.
Okay.
And then the third product that actually took off with my weight loss was, it's called Resolution. And they're drops. They're similar to the HCG drops, but the difference between that and this one is the Resolution drops is on 1,200 calories a day. But there's, and you burn 1 to 3 pounds a day as well. But with me, because I was limited, I averaged about 1 pound a day. So right. If I was able to actually go exercise, go to Zumba, you know, run and things like that, I would have been averaging about 3 pounds a day. But because I had little to no exercise, I average about 1 pound a day.
But let me stop this, y'all. This is without little exercise. She managed to lose 1 pound a day. If you do exercise, you could actually lose up to 3 pounds a day. Is that what you're telling me?
I said it, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. All and right. Then with this one is, there's 4 major things that you cannot eat. And me being Latina, you know, Afro-Latina, that kind of killed me, but I was determined. No starches, which means no rice, no arroz con pollo anymore. Like I used to, no bread.
What'd you say? Wait, did you say Afro-Latina?
Yes, I am Afro-Latina.
What is that?
I'm from Panama. I'm basically from, I'm a black Panamanian, black Latina.
So
you know, because here, back in Panama, we were just Panamanian. But because I'm here in the United States, you know, people put people in categories. So I'm an Afro-Latina. I'm black. When you look at me, you think I'm just black. Okay. People, you know, see me as an African-American, but I'm actually a Latina.
So do you speak Spanish?
That's my first language. Yes, I do.
So you speak it like it's your first language. English is like your second language.
Yes, it is.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. Okay. Well, you ain't going to Panama, though, no time soon, did you?
I went there 2 years ago when I celebrated my 40th birthday, and I'm hoping to go again next year, God willing.
No, but you're not going, like, next week or nothing like that, because you know...
No.
Okay, I was saying, because you know Trump didn't let nobody back in this joint. I just wanted to... I was trying to help you out just so we're going to take a trip or something, because you might not...
No, I'm going to wait until he calms down.
Yeah, because he on one. I mean, he on two right now. You know what I mean?
Or maybe three.
Hey, listen... Y'all shouldn't be talking about my daughter. She do pretty good, and that just ain't right. That's what the Trump said. Don't be talking. Don't be talking about Ivanka. About her. Was it Ivanka? Ivana.
Ivanka.
What's the girl like name? The girl. The daughter. Trump daughter. Ivanka.
I don't remember.
It's Ivanka, right?
Something like that. Yes, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, they said they ain't messing with her clothesline or all that, and all that.
Yeah,
so she, I think it's Ivana, or something like that. I don't forget.
Ivanka, yes, it is Ivanka.
Yeah, and so, did you vote for Trump?
Did what?
did you vote for Trump? Did you vote for Cheeto, Don Cheeto? The Donnie! I didn't vote, you know what I mean? But it's obvious that even if I did vote, it wouldn't have made a motherfucking difference. You had people running, 3 million people talking about, hey, we voted, where's our vote? They like, hey, the Russians did it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So those are the 3 things that happened, right?
Yes, those are the 3 main products that I used. Of course, I use a lot of the other products, but those are my main 3 that actually helped me lose weight. And one thing about that Resolution is it curbs your sweet tooth, and I'm a chocolate and ice cream girl. And this thing helped me so much because it curbed my sweet tooth.
See, I like to eat, it just took the sweet tooth away completely? Like, you didn't want no more sweets?
Yes, I even tried it, and I love chocolate, and just the taste of chocolate, it just turned me off. I've tried it a couple of times throughout, but it's not the same. It's not the same enjoyment.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's unique. So it dims the taste buds, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That sweet tooth, yes.
Yeah, but that takes the whole thought away from what you actually like. It's like being being fixed or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know?
It's, you know, it's basically a chemical imbalance that we have. You know, a lot of times we, we're deficient, you know?
Right.
And so a lot of times your body's craving things that it don't need because of the fact that it's deficient in other items. And so that's why I incorporate the vitamins, because it complete, it, you know, it helps with that, your deficiency.
I see. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so then give me before we go to a break real quick, give me three songs that you listen. Do you work out now? Do you actually work out?
No, I mean, I try to, but my back and my knees permit.
So you just can't work. So you're still losing weight by just the nutritional supplements in themselves.
Yes, and I do, you know, since I'm no longer employed as of Friday, I actually did start this past week walking. You know, I was going to the local park, and I started walking, and I do it every other day because, you know, of my injuries and stuff like that. They're still there, you know, after all this time. And so I'm trying to take it easy, but I have incorporated more since I have free time to walk. And I have tried, because I love dancing, you know, like, you know, we have, you know,
the salsa. That's the salsa or the tango?
I've tried that, but it, you know, again, my knees and my back permitting.
Right. So you
can't. Yeah, so I'm trying.
Well, see, the reason I brought you on is because of the transformation story. Like, people don't believe that you can, and I kind of went into it before last week about, you know, doing. There's things that you can do that you don't have to actually eat and work out to lose work out and eat right to lose weight. I forget it that fast because it was a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But I'm just sort of piggybacking now because people just make too many excuses.
Yes.
People make too many excuses for being overweight, and then after the excuses, they just come with acceptance. I'm just going to accept this shit. This is how this is it, and ain't nothing else to it.
Yeah. And I always thought, you know, like, oh, I look cute and stuff like that. But then looking back, I'm like, yeah, I look cute, but I wasn't happy. I put on a happy face. I put on a smile, but I was not happy. And the thing now, I feel I actually some more self-love, more, you know, yes, I can do it, you know, determination and everything like that. It's, we always make an excuse. Yes, I'm not able to exercise and stuff, but I have my little tricks. You know, you might not be able to exercise, but I do waist trainers, things like that. I do different things. We have other products that help me. You know, I also need a tone and everything like that, but I have things that will help me. So I have no excuse.
Right. There is no excuse, especially when you go from that transformation to say that's almost 100 pounds and you know, in what, the 10 months, you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's big. Listen, I'm going to go to a break, then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the, you know, it's Black History Month. You know, I know it's the shortest month of the year and all that. But, you know, and this is the month we got. You know what I mean? Even though we black in every month, this is the month we got. And we was talking about the Black Panthers and all of that. But when we come back, I'm going to finish the 25. I was talking about the 25 influential black athletes of all time. All right? And I left off at Arthur Ashe. We'll be back in a few. All right?
Okay. Everybody to what we can hear, put the in the air.
Yeah. Matt Bleek in the house. Yo, what's the science? Yo, I am Jamaica. This is the Jamaica Coat. You are live on the air, Morris Media Live, the livest media outlet on the planet. Damn it. On the line is Janet. Yeah, y'all ain't know I got some flow for y'all, don't you? Janet, what's the science, yo? How you feeling?
Huh? Great.
Hey, I know they still mad in the A, though. I just can't get over that, yo. I mean, good Lord. Hey, all the strip clubs, they ordered all them hot wings and chicken wings. They like, oh, man, it's going down. They had champagne. They had it all. They was like, they lost. Huh? I know Gigi was like, well, I get to save me some money tonight. I ain't got to go make it rain. You know, that's everybody's chance to show off. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And believe it or not, that probably saved a lot of lives that night. You know what I mean? It's going to be a lot of eating going on in Atlanta that night for the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? That just ruined a lot of appetites. Boy, everybody, oh, God. And people was probably literally physically sick behind that, you know?
I'm telling you.
You're right. Some people were.
I mean, physically, man, they couldn't go to work the next day. It's just like, oh my God, I can't believe. Then you have some people who came up at the halftime. You feel what I'm saying? Like at the half, they didn't got paid. And people mad already. Man, take this money, man. I'm gone. They ain't watching the game. They paid it. They gone now. You know what I mean? And they get to where they going. They're like, wait a minute. They won? Oh, and you go back and everybody gone. So, you know what I mean? I'm sure it made everybody sick. You know what I mean? However, it made a lot of people rich in Vegas, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man. Even if you said, look, I'll give you New England and 25 points. Damn, that's a hell of a spread. Gee, I'll take that. I'm putting everything I got on the line for. Wait a minute. You give me New England and 25 points? Do you know?
Exactly.
Man, that's like giving up a 25-point spread. Do you know? So that means that if I bet $1 million, instead of getting on the double up to $1 million, I got $25 million.
Wow.
I'm telling you. Somebody got their ass kicked in Atlanta. I'm telling you, somebody got their ass kicked. I don't know who it was, probably the coach or the GM. Somebody got cussed. Who got fired? Who do you fire in a situation like that?
Usually, the coach that gets fired or something like that? I'm not sure.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, I'm the owner. I'm firing everybody straight up. Y'all don't even come back in the locker room. I'm just locking y'all out. Straight up. Where y'all going to? Where y'all changing at? Y'all ain't coming in here, man. Y'all ain't even, man. Y'all just blew a 25-point lead in the third quarter. I'm sending y'all to the lingerie league. Y'all need to go play with the females, man.
Wow.
Yeah, you going to the lingerie league, man. We're going to put some lingerie on y'all. You know what I mean? Better yet, check this out. Y'all the cheerleaders now. You know what I mean? I'm harsh. Straight up now. Yeah, I'm harsh. You blow a 25-point lead in the NFL. That stands for not for long. You ain't going to be in this motherfucker for long. You blew a 25-point lead in the third quarter. I know I can't get it. I need to just stop. Because I swear, I will talk about that. That's going down in history. That's worse than when Jim Kelly used to stink up the Super Bowl. That's worse than when Peyton stunk up the Super Bowl that one time. 63 to like 14 or something like that. You who? Man. I swear, man, they ain't even getting back in the locker room, y'all. They ain't going to get no respect next year. It's going to be like when it's sort of like how people look at the Golden State right now. See? And Curry them had that lead. They was up 3-0 and they kind of you Curry, you got all these superstars on the team and y'all let them come back and do this? So, yeah, I'd have fired everybody. Everybody getting fired. I don't care.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Not just the coach, everybody.
Yeah, everybody getting fired. Everybody. For real. Wow. Like, well, what happened to your team? What team? Shit, we just got blew out. It ain't like, oh, we lost. We got blew out. Okay, let me get on to what I'm supposed to be talking about, because I'll stay on these clowns. I can't believe every time I think about that, though. The best part about it, though, I didn't bet.
You didn't bet. Okay.
I didn't bet. I didn't bet because I was like, yo, I didn't know which way to go because I know the Patriots be cheating. They'll deflate the balls. They'll do all type of shit. So I don't. You never know what the hell they gonna come up with.
Wow.
But I knew
they cheated. That's what I hear.
Oh, well, they gonna always say that when you lose. Come on.
That's true.
Check this out, then. I'm gonna go so far to say this. Goddamn it. If y'all let them cheat y'all out of 25 goddamn points, then they are the best cheaters ever. They deserve it. If they can cheat y'all out of that many points live on national TV with millions, 100 million people watching to be exact. Because it's paying $5 million per 33-second ad.
Wow.
33 seconds per commercial.
That's a lot.
$5 million.
It used to, I remember back when I was, it used to be a million, then it went up to two, then it went to three, now it's at five. Donald Trump in there now, next year it's going to be about 25 million.
Straight up.
Hey, Trump, he won it all. And so let me get back to the athletes, because I swear in these subjects, y'all. Especially since it's Black History Month. You know, they already did, you know. I didn't find out about Black Wall Street and what was the other one over there in New York that they took the Central Park poets? Just help me out.
Central Park?
The ones they had the... it was they took it by eminent domain. It was all blacks. Did you know that?
No.
Oh man, God.
Is that the one where Trump's lady was in Trump's tower?
No. This is before Trump. This is his daddy and all them, probably. You know, the Klan and all that. Okay, let's get back to the influential black athlete. Number, I don't know what number he is, but Magic Johnson. All right. 19 from the Lakers. 1979 to 1996. So I forget what he had, but there he is. Tragic Johnson, I mean. Michael Jordan, he played 84, 93, 95, 98, and 2003. And Mike made a sacrifice, man. You know what I mean? You think about this for a second. If you say, well, hey, you got the best player in the world, the entire world on the planet Earth. Best player. Mm-hmm. And then his pops get carjacked and killed.
Wow.
See? But he had to come back after that. See? That's that mob. It was Chicago mob. See, Mike had a gambling problem. It was all about... See, people don't understand. This is the theories behind this stuff. Michael Jordan daddy just don't come up missing. Period. I don't give a shit what you say. I don't care who you say it to. I don't care. As Mike say, look, I'm retired, man. I don't want to play no more. I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Mason, you can't retire, man. We got too many. You're the best player in the world. Don't nobody even watch NBA unless you playing. Don't nobody even watch. They're, people that's fans of other teams, they don't even watch their team unless you're playing against them. Straight up. I guess back then, unless you was like Larry Bird or Michael, or Magic Johnson or somebody like that. Other than that, nobody watched no other teams play. Oh, maybe Atlanta, because they had Clyde Drexler, Clyde the Glide. I remember Clyde. Clyde the Glide was a beast. And then you had Elijah Wham over in Houston. But other than that, like them was periodic things though. So it was Michael Jordan. Everything was about Michael Jordan. Michael had about a 10-year run. Straight Air Jordan. Air Jordan. Air Jordan. Air Jordan. Air Jordan. Air Jordan. You always say, hey, man, I quit. I retire. Look, no, you can't retire, man. I retire, man. You can't retire, man. I retire, man. I'm going to play baseball. You ain't no damn money. You can't play baseball, man. They ain't even going to put you in the big leagues, man. They're going to put you down there in the midget league, man. You can't do it. I don't want to. He always say, well, I don't want to play in the monster when there's too much money involved. At that point, how else you gonna become a billionaire like that? It's too much money involved. I don't wanna play. Okay. There go your pops. You still don't wanna play? Cause you still got a mom's left. Oh, shit. Okay. Next thing you know, out of retirement, number 23, Michael Jordan. Ooh. Back in business.
Wow.
Back in business. You know what I mean? Give me a couple more championships. Get us a couple more billion, and then you can get out of here, kid. Boom. Got done with him. Am I done with him? You're done. Now you can retire. And we're going to give you a pension fund that you ain't never heard of. You know what I mean? We're going to give you, you know what I mean? Now everybody on the planet is going to wear your shoes. You're going to do this, that, and this. That was an unnecessary sacrifice. You know what I mean? Because he's going to still get his bread. You just, you know what I mean? You're going to still get your bread. So.
Exactly.
Anyway, Michael Jordan. Damn, who else? Jackie Joyner Kersee, rest in peace. Yeah. Oh, no, hey, Jack, I'm sorry. That's Flo Jo. I'm sorry. Jackie Joyner Kersee. I'm sorry. My fault, Jackie Joyner Kersee. Don't call in talking about something. I'm still alive. I'm not my fault. I was thinking of Flo Jo. But Jackie Joyner Kersee is in there. Track and field 1987, 1996.
Muhammad Abdul Rauf. I don't know who the hell this is, but so let's try it out. Basketball. Okay. I don't know how he got in there. I promise you I don't. I don't. Do you know who this is?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. Anyway. Craig Hodges. I remember Craig Hodges, though. Craig Hodges played with the Bulls. He had that three-pointer. He was the three-point specialist. Kept shooting. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods. We know he infamous for, you know what I mean, getting hit in the head with the golf club, getting chased down by the chick. The chick bought the gate is full of a mansion, and she just tore it down and built a parking lot. You know what I mean? Jesus. Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith. I don't know about Lovie Smith. Tony Dungy, pretty cool. But Lovie Smith, I don't know Lovie. Lovie. and who else? And that was it. Oh, no, here we go. John Amici. John Amici played basketball. I never heard of him. John Amici may not be remembered. No shit, because I never heard of him. But let's hear it here. He played basketball 1995 to 2004. John Amici may not be remembered for his contributions on the court. No, you don't say.
Yeah.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him either.
Nah. Okay, so we can't remember from that. So what can we remember from him? But what he did off of it will define his legacy. Okay, in February 2007, after retiring from the NBA, Amici came out and told the world. Oh, here he goes. No wonder I never heard of him. He came out even to say he was some gay shit. No wonder. All right, being cautioned. Yeah, no wonder. Who hears about this type of shit? You know what I mean? See, that brings me back to the point about you can't be walking around the locker room with gay. I mean, you know what I mean? See, women is different. Y'all beautiful creatures. Y'all can compliment each other. You walking around the conference room. You got your big boobs hanging and everything. You talk, oh, girl, how you doing? How you doing out here? I like that thing. That's cool. I like that. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want no dude walking up to me saying, hey, yo, what's happening, man? Talking sports to me ass naked. Yo, you getting punched straight in the mouth. Straight up. You can go take that to the LGBT, MTV, KB community. All right. So, listen. I appreciate you coming on my show. Tell the people where they can stalk you at again because I got to go. Poetess, it is time for me to go, right? I'm just saying, because last week I was out at like 8:30. I mean, last time I was, I didn't even know, last week like 8:30, like, Paul just like, is you high? Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Hey, okay, so tell the people where they can stalk you at, Janet.
Yes, it's on Instagram is MZPanama1975.
Okay, y'all got that?
MZPanama1975.
There it is, MC Panama, 1975. That's Janet, Miss Jackson, if you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You be cool. I appreciate you coming on the show. And listen, whatever you do, be blessed beyond repair. You feel
you
me?
You as well.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. You as well.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Hey, listen, y'all. Is it time? Okay, wait, this time? Oh, yes. It's almost time. It's time enough. All right. Listen, y'all, it's been a cool thing, man. Happy Black History Month. If y'all lack history, get you some black history. It's all good. And whatever you do, from the best to the worst, keep God first, all right? And always keep getting closer to your dreams. One love. Yeah.